Good afternoon. I'm Matt Miller with this update of local and state news. The Alaska Air National Guard is sending personnel and equipment to help with ongoing rescue efforts connected to Tropical Storm Harvey. On Monday morning, 13 members of the Alaska Air National Guard flew a cargo plane from Joint Base Elmendorf-Richardson to Moffett Airfield in California. They brought three inflatable boats and will be using helicopters borrowed from the California Air National Guard to conduct rescues from the air and water in Texas. A humpback whale became entangled in an anchor line on a small cruise ship in southeast Alaska, getting stuck for roughly 12 hours while federal authorities and the boat's crew worked to free it. NOAA Fisheries says ultimately the anchor chain was cut in hopes the whale could wriggle loose. The chain was wrapped around the whale's lower jaw. A brown bear was shot and killed near the Haines Highway last week. Haines Wildlife Trooper Trent Chakowski says callers reported a dead bear in the middle of the highway near mile 17 of the Haines Highway on August 22nd. Chakowski located the bear. He says he was either shot near a creek and ran toward the road, or the incident happened near the highway where the animal was found. The bear was about 3.5 years old. Troopers are investigating the incident. A proposed ballot initiative would cut off a daily allowance for Alaska lawmakers if they're late in passing a state budget and would restrict foreign travel by lawmakers. A group called Alaskans for Integrity is pushing the proposal. Other provisions relate to conflicts of interest and gifts from lobbyists. The proposal has been submitted for state review. If approved, the group says it will have to collect more than 30,000 signatures by the middle of January to qualify for next year's ballot. A federal judge has thrown out a defamation lawsuit former Governor Sarah Palin brought against the New York Times over an editorial. The judge said yesterday a few factual inaccuracies somewhat pertaining to Palin were rapidly corrected. That may have been negligent, but was not plainly defamation of a public figure, according to the judge. The one-time Republican vice presidential nominee had sued over an editorial that was titled America's Lethal Politics. And the rainfall this summer in Ketchikan is getting close to shattering a 50-year-old record. The Ketchikan Daily News reports Ketchikan is on track to have its wettest summer since 1967. National Weather Service meteorologist Edward Liske says the city is about 1.3 inches away from having the rainiest summer in recorded history. Ketchikan's total rainfall for this summer sits at just under 43 inches. To put that in perspective, Seattle's total average rainfall is about 37.5 inches per year. The most current record in Ketchikan was set in 1967 when rain reached over 44 inches. Forecast for the capital city calls for widespread rain showers for today and tonight, low temperature about 50 degrees.